You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Congressman Tom McClintock delivered a speech on the U.S. House floor in opposition to the impeachment of President Trump. Here are the unedited remarks of Congressman Tom McClintock.
Mr. Speaker, nullifying a national election requires an overwhelming case of high crimes supported by indisputable evidence that the vast majority of the nation finds compelling. Now, Article 1 is a made-up crime called abuse of office. It does not charge that the president broke any law, but that Congress doesn't like the way he lawfully discharged his constitutional duties. This would reduce the presidency to that of a minister serving at the pleasure of Congress, destroying the separation of powers at the heart of our Constitution. Article 2 is another made-up crime called obstruction of Congress. It means the president sought to defend his constitutional rights and those of his office. It removes the judiciary from our Constitution and places Congress alone in the position of defining the limits of its own powers relative to the president. Our Bill of Rights guarantees every American the right to confront their accuser, to call witnesses in their defense, to be protected from hearsay, and to defend these rights in court. The Democrats have trampled them all in their stampede to impeach. Even in this kangaroo court, the Democrats' hand-picked witnesses provided no firsthand knowledge the president leaked aid to action. In fact, two witnesses provided firsthand knowledge that he specifically ordered no quid pro quo. Any case that charged no actual crime and offered no legally admissible evidence would be laughed out of court in a heartbeat. That's the case before us today. It would redefine the grounds for impeachment in such a way that assures that it will become a constant presence in our national life. Now we know just how reckless is the Democrats' chant of resist by any means necessary. This is a stunning abuse of power and a shameless travesty of justice that will stain the reputations of those responsible for generations to come. I yield back.